Views expressed on the following live program do not necessarily reflect those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Made it on time. It must be Thursday. Kind of an eventful day in our history. I don't feel qualified to do this job today, but I got real lucky. I guess you've been told we have a mystery guest. There is nobody better suited to deal with the day after they start dropping bombs in Iraq than one of our good friends, Mr. Hartman, who has decided to stop by and say hello today. Steve? You tell these people what. I've been sitting here sounding too much like a progressive and wanting to know how we were going to, how I was going to define my objections to this war. And I think what's happened is I've lost my track, like a lot of people since you've been off the air. Could you get me back on track in the next 45 minutes, please?
Ask me and you shall receive.
There he is.
Got some good friends by the name of Ron and Bridget. They said, keep the stroke center open.
Yeah, there you go.
Forked over a little cash. I do appreciate it. We're going to be bowling next week, March 26th. And I'm glad to be here, Rich, with you, above all.
I tell you what, my friend, I'm honored.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 18 minutes after noontime here on AM 1080 KSCO. Boy, the chair got higher.
Well,
what can I tell you?
Yeah, things tend to move around here. How about that?
I appreciate you offering me the opportunity to come in. Originally, you folks don't know the background of this, but I declined.
Yes, you did, and I still don't know how it came around. I understand there was a woman that had something to do with it, so apparently it is...
Well, actually, the dropping of the bombs had something to do with it, Rich, and...
Well,
you know, now that KSCO has become progressive radio, it's time that perhaps we had a moment to get back on track so that you don't forget that there is another side to the story.
Well, that is what I fear had been happening to me. I was sitting there listening to you the last couple, 3 days, and I got to tell you, there was way more of that.
Why don't you switch to that mic over there? I'm getting some feedback here, and I don't like it. So
is this one better?
Yes, it is.
Good. Okay. I'll do this one. Anyway, he's helping me out with the engineering today, too, so you won't see those usual blunders that I lay on you. Anyway, yeah, with the first bombs dropping last night, and unfortunately, I'm stuck with CNN, so I am stuck to the tube now. I can't get away from it. I've pretty much been objecting to the whole thing all along, and I've expressed that several times. It's not for me.
Well, maybe we can change your mind today.
Well, I would hope so, because it's obviously going to happen, and there's obviously going to be some repercussions from it big time for years to come. And my concern is my concerns are varied. But we haven't had a good, solid view of this. Even with the other commentators that I hear on the radio, I can't quite get up next to them, the other ones that are on KSCO, in the morning and the afternoon.
And it's one-sided radio, too. Don't like what's happened. I won't use the word thrilled, but I am more than ready for this action.
Well,
and so we'll have some good debate today, and give people something that they aren't used to.
Well, exactly. Well, I think that was the reason why Michael brought me down here in the first place, was to give people something they weren't used to, and that seems to be working. My whole thing before we went in, my whole thing was varied as to my reasons for not doing it. But the one thing that I've come, there's two things that bother me about what's going on. One of them was the original speech after 9/11, where George Bush decided to declare war on terrorism. And I think if we're going to be taking the lives of young Americans, that we ought to be putting them on the line for something a little bit more clear and a winnable victory. Because to me, terrorism is a never-ending thing. There will always be
a terrorist out there. So that when George Bush declared war on terrorism, it seemed very much to me like the Crusades. And as a Republican, I was, you know, really troubled by the fact that here's my Republican leader, and he's saying these things. So that one bothered me. I've never seen a clear case why it should be Saddam Hussein up until last night when the first bomb went. You know, now I'm really on the horns of a dilemma because I absolutely support victory in whatever it is that we intended to do over there. So if I can just get right with myself today, if you can help me get right with myself about why we have to be there, then everything will be just wonderful for me.
All right. Talk to Dr. Steve. where are the problems?
Well, first of all, you know, if we had taken the line with him, if we could be counted on, and this last behavior is the first time we've ever been counted on to keep our word about anything, if we could be counted on to keep our word, it would seem to me that our needs as United States, since we're not under attack by this guy directly or even indirectly, because nobody's ever tied him satisfactorily in my mind to 9/11, it seems to me that if somebody else wanted to go in and straighten out Saddam Hussein, like someone from the Middle East, and they ask us to back their act if they got in a jam, that it would be absolutely appropriate for us to do that. But for us to take the lead when we are not the ones that are sitting in range of even his scuds, for us to step in and take the lead on this whole thing, for me, seems a little bit inappropriate.
So you want the French to take the lead, the Germans to take the lead, Iraqis to take the lead? The bottom line is the United Nations has no guts, neither do the countries that make up most of the United Nations. And if we look back in our history, World War I, World War II, and Korea, if someone doesn't act, real bad things happen instead of just bad things happening.
But couldn't we talk somebody sitting closer to them into doing this? I mean, I've not seen a declaration of independence from the Iraqi people that I can get behind. If there was an Iraqi declaration of independence and we were truly going in to liberate people that understood liberation, I'd be right at the front of that line.
And the first guy to jump up and shout for Iraqi independence is probably going to end up with his tongue being cut out, left to bleed in the middle of the street. There is only one country that could, with its conscience and its power in the world, that could pull us off, and that's the United States.
Oh, I understand.
And you know,
I understand that we have power.
We are a beacon throughout the world, regardless of the protesters that you see in the streets of San Francisco taking dumps without toilet paper. Regardless of what the Hollywood left is saying, people in every other country of the world, if they had their druthers, wants to come here.
Oh, no, that's clearly understood. And I don't. And would they want to come here because we're necessarily free or because we're necessarily rich? Because when you talk to Iraqis about freedom, I think you're talking to them about a foreign concept. If we're going to be liberating people
that have... on which Iraqis you're talking to. You don't get the truth from those that are in country. You only get the truth from those that are outside the country that have no vested interest within the country, aside from their nationality.
The problem that I have is that the education, because freedom requires education. That's why we teach it in our schools. We don't wake up one day and decide we know what freedom is and we want it. Those people, and to my knowledge, in that part of the world, have lived in an altered state from freedom or liberty their entire existence.
They don't know the concept.
They don't know the concept.
Like the Russians didn't know the concept, but they're learning the concept now.
Well, I understand. And like I said, now that we're involved in it, I'm ready to just finish them off. And when I left home, they were running in some of those guided missiles into Baghdad as I was on the way out the door. And it's about time. I mean, I don't know what that strike was last night. I thought we were going to go in there and clean it up. And if that's what they're prepared to do, let's get it on. But I still have my foundational reasoning.
I tell you, we got a Republican that's upset with George Bush and an independent on this microphone, a registered independent on this microphone saying it's about time, and it's about 10 years later than it should have happened.
I got you. This is,
I look at, you know, if Al Gore had been in office, who knows where we'd be right now.
Oh, man, nobody has ever come to me.
We watched the Clinton administration. The only time Clinton decided he was going to get tough on anybody is either when he or Monica Lewinsky were getting ready to say something that he didn't want the American people to focus
Amen.
On.
Amen. When people come back and they start talking about...
And this country went right down the dumper.
Yeah, when they start talking about the president that never was elected, and they want to sit there and they want to badmouth George Bush, I look at him and, I'm saying, I don't care how bad I may feel about what he's doing, I still bless the day that he was lawfully elected to that position. It's, we have a system. If you don't like the system, change it. But you can't sit around and say that it didn't follow itself. This is KSCO, Talk Radio, 1080 Santa Cruz. The call-in lines are 479-1080,
475-1340.
477-1340. I knew I was going to blow something big time over here. I'm on the wrong side of the table.
And
anyway.
The fax number, 475-2967. This, you know, I didn't even know if we had news talk on at noontime anymore, since everybody's been spouting the same thing except for you on Thursday Madness.
Well, but I've been kind of spouting the same thing.
Maybe people forgot what the phone numbers were.
That's why I handed them out. I would think that more people would be willing to call in and congratulate me for getting Steve in here today. I want to move over.
Yeah, call in and give Richard a pat on the back.
I'm feeling insecure today.
Look, you know, everyone's been talking about weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
And Saddam Hussein saying, we have no weapons of mass destruction. And the American left and a bunch of other people throughout the world screaming that diplomacy is the only way to peace. You know, these are utopian idiots.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that.
The bottom line is not what is Saddam going to do with weapons of mass destruction. The bottom line is, who is he going to give them to?
And, well, and when is he going to do it? When is it going to be done?
And, you know, I look at the North Korean situation. They're running cover. They're running cover for this kook.
Yes. Well, they were
up until last night. They were running cover.
Yeah, exactly.
And if Saddam Hussein had no weapons of mass destruction, where did those three Scud missiles come from? Two shot down by the U.S. forces this morning. One shot down by Kuwaiti forces. Bunch of other the short range missiles also coming through. I guess all of them were successfully picked up by Patriots. Those that didn't fall harmlessly in the desert.
Well, let's hope so. Were the Scuds really part of the weapons of mass destruction?
Sure.
Were they?
Anything over 100 miles.
Because one of the things that's always gotten me is that the way that we know that he has all these weapons of mass destruction is because all too often, you know, our evidence is receipts. And that's the part that's really weird. Nobody wants to talk about where they came from. But again, I'm still locked up. If we're going back pre-war, I don't see the need to go in there and do that. But that was yesterday, and this is today. They're bombing Baghdad.
So you're siding with Joe Lieberman today?
Oh, no.
He said I was a Democrat yesterday. George Bush was a Republican, but today I'm just an American.
Yeah, well, that's not that far off from where I'm going to speak my voice. Now, what I feel in my heart may be different. But right now, we need to support our country in word and deed. And if we have complaints that we need to register with our government about what they're doing or questions, they need to be private communications between us and our government. We owe it to those guys over there in that desert right now to make sure that the world sees a unified support for what they're doing, right or wrong. We can apologize later. But the number one thing is support the troops, and I'm absolutely 1,000% behind that.
Well, I am glad to hear that. I think one of the things that is so frustrating to me is that the left has been so vocal in this country about not going to war, and the radical left within the Democratic Party have also been most vocal, that they have backed themselves into a corner to the point where the only way they save grace is to root for failure with regards to our plans to gain Iraq's independence and for terrible things to happen to our military so that they can stand up and be able to say, we told you so.
Yeah,
and I think
bomb.
That is...
A nasty box.
Incredibly hurtful.
Yeah.
To the entire country.
Absolutely.
Even yesterday, you know, I got to admit, I thought you were on yesterday, so I turned in for a few minutes. talk about blithering idiots.
Well, my one of them had a guitar, didn't he? I promised I wasn't going to talk about that.
And no dissent at all.
No.
You know?
No, of course not. I've thought about calling in, but I can't figure out where I fit with the progressives. Some people think that I might be one because I have stated opposition to the war, but trust me, folks, I'm really not. I can't figure out what they do. The progressive agenda seems to be to tear down. I'm still waiting to hear some positive input as to what we could be doing instead from the progressive side. No, I'm definitely not one of those. But I'm sorry that you had to suffer that shock yesterday. I hope you'll be better. it was a KSCO sound I don't think anybody had heard for a long time. By the way, this is KSCO AM 1080 Santa Cruz. The call-in lines are 479-1080, 477-1340. And call in, give us a hard time because we're just sitting here having way too much fun. Somebody's on line one, Steve, that I think wants to say hello, and I don't have.
Do you want to take the phone calls before you go to your break, or do you want to go to your break first and then pick up the phone call?
If the phone call goes sideways, we can just go to the break in the middle of the phone call. How's that?
Well, it sounds okay to me. You can't. Oh, you can't see who it is, huh?
No.
Let me turn this little box around here.
Get my glasses.
Oh, I think it is. It's the kind guy.
Is it population Pat? Because if it's population Pat, he should be real happy today.
Nope. It is the ambassador of the New World Order, I think. Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Steve, and welcome back.
Where are you? In the shower?
No.
Well, get closer to your telephone.
Well, get
or turn the radio
phone off of there and work for a living.
I am. I forgot it was on the speakerphone. Silly me. Steve, welcome back, and I share your pain. I feel your pain because I listened to that broadcast yesterday as well, and I almost got sick. I actually almost got crazy because I could not believe that for about 15 years of my life, I was dreaming about coming to that horrible stinkhole of a country, apparently, according to the person that was talking about it yesterday. I couldn't believe that I wasted, you know, last 12 years of my life living here and 15 years of my life before that dreaming about coming here. So I don't know how you guys can live here. Yeah, I gotta pack my bags and go away because it's so horrible that whoever this guy was that was doing this program just, you know, totally straightened me out.
Cyril, out of fairness to everybody, everybody's got an opinion, everybody's got a voice, and the beautiful part of KSCO is that Michael will eventually give everybody their airtime, and I couldn't agree with you more. I personally think that. That whole line of thinking is foreign to me, but I'm glad they've got airtime. I just wish it was at some time when we weren't used to hearing Steve Hartman. And by the way, he's not really back. Unfortunately, he's my guest unless there's something going on I don't know about. I wish he were back. And if we can get enough donations to that stroke center, you'll think about coming back and at least doing a few more shows.
I just might have that KSCO keep the Stroke Center open promo. It might be primed to play during this hour.
Cyril, thank you for your call.
That wasn't the reason I called.
And I have something for you as well, too, Mr. Cyril. There is a movement afoot to get a bill started called the Grateful American Citizens Act, whereby we would pay those people who are so upset with our government to leave. and their slots in this country would be filled by people who really want to come here.
I think there's enough slots, really, and those people, let them stay. I wouldn't move my finger to give a dime to any of those. But as far as I want to take a task, Richard, a little bit with you.
Sure, go ahead.
When you were saying about the receipts and weapons, most of the Iraqi weaponry is not of American made.
Well, no, I understand they got a lot from Russia.
Yeah, a lot of it is from Russia. Scuds, by the way, Scud, as far as I understand,
North Korea.
Scud is the, it's either SS-19 or SS-20, the Soviet design rocket, which has been manufactured by both China and North Korea, as well as Bulgaria, by the way, for a while, being a major supplier of weapons. Of the Soviet design.
Let's not forget the Mirage jets. We know where Mirage
jets, are made. That's true. Mirage jets, a lot of chemical and biological warfare comes from France and Germany in Iraq.
So, and I think that's probably somebody, I can't remember who said it yesterday, but someone brought up, gee, you know, if we do knock Saddam out and we start getting into the government's paperwork, we're going to find out just how in bed with the Iraqis, the French, and the Germans were.
Yeah, and why they were so enthusiastic. One of the things, in my worst nightmare, which I think I had last night because this stuff was on my mind, I got to thinking about who is on the planet that has the capability to deliver to the arena, for lack of a better term, a nuclear weapon in the war in Iraq. And I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about the horror of it, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that North Korea has a nuclear device and a missile that will reach San Francisco and might get that far. Anyway, we got to go to a commercial break right now.
Thank
you very much for your call, and we'll talk to you later. Here's the commercial.
We don't do it that way.
That's the way I do it, because I'm not a professional, sir.
Well, see, what you do is you continue talking about these things, and I put on a little music, and it goes something like this.
Oh, okay.
And then you tell them in the 20, 25 seconds that are left that we're going to head off to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Well, we're going to head off to a commercial, and we'll be right back, me and my teacher. Thank you.
22 minutes before 1 o'clock here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Mary Chalmers with a KSCO exclusive.
As the guy once said, it all depends on what your definition of is.
Stop the music. Stop the music. We get a full promo out of this.
Even if you don't want a full promo, we get a full promo.
This is Rosemary Chalmers with a KSCO exclusive. I'm in the studio with and proud to announce that Steve Hartman is coming back to KSCO.
Good semantics, Rosemary, but as the guy once said, it all depends on what your definition of is. See, I'm coming back to KSCO. Keep the Stroke Center open.
Oh, so you're going to bowl for Team KSCO at the Boardwalk Bowl March 26th to help keep the Stroke Center open.
And in helping out, I also find out whether KSCO listeners really miss me or never knew I left.
Oh, yeah? And how are you going to do that?
Well, I'm going to ask for pledges from caring listeners to raise money. They can donate flat dollar amounts or pledge amounts for my total pin score in the one game we play. For every $100 pledged and paid, I'll donate time for one noontime show.
There you have it. KSCO. Keep the Stroke Center open. Email me, rosie@ksco.com, with your pledges for Steve Hartman, or give me a call at 475-1080. Why do people listen to Good Morning Monterey Bay? Terry Morgan, she comes in and tells us what's going to be happening in the world of politics,
movies,
and videos.
And we got three sets of really nice Hooters.
Don't be talking about my Hooters like that. We have Clooney clips.
Now, why do we have Clooney clips?
Thursday and Friday.
But why?
Because Karen Walsh is in love with George Clooney, and maybe one day if he hears this, he'll actually call up.
I don't think she'd be able to take it.
You would have to do the interview.
Yeah, I think I probably would.
She would just scream and faint.
Yeah, so we have some comedy. The general idea is for Good Morning Monterey Bay to entertain and inform you 5 days a week through your morning drive to work, because you're slogging to work.
Yeah, you're a captive audience.
That's right.
I think you guys should go to work later so that we can get up later.
Good idea, Susan. From 6 to 9.
Monday through Friday.
We really are on every morning.
Good Morning Monterey Bay. News, sports, traffic and weather, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday on AM 1080 KSCO.
When my family found out I was on drugs, they were devastated.
It was killing them, you know, it was killing them. It
tears your family up more than it does you.
You want to stop, you know, in your heart you need to stop.
My mom was just a nervous wreck. I could just see her, getting older way too fast.
My oldest brother banned me from the house. You're a drug addict, I don't want you around my kids.
I just couldn't help it. I couldn't get a grip on it. I couldn't even stay clean to get my son back.
It doesn't matter if it's Monday at 10 in the morning or if it's Sunday at 2 in the morning. You got to go get drugs or money, one or the other.
You pray to God, please help me quit this, stop this.
My dad was frantic, and he looked at me and he said, we're not going to gamble with your life.
I wanted to have my family back, and that's when my mother found Narcanon.
If you or someone you love has a drug or alcohol problem, call Narcanon today at 1-800-468-6933 or visit us at www.stopaddiction.com.
Okay, we're back. I think I got this part right. It is great to be sitting here with a master. Steve Hartman?
Well, you could not call me a master by that faux pas that I just managed to. Usually I only load up one song at a time, but since I was coming in and I wanted to have this stuff ready, I loaded up a bunch and I forgot that another song was going to play. Hey, we got a couple of faxes here. One in particular I want to read to you folks, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. I see we've got Marcy, Westside Al, Scott Naptos, new caller. Oh, a new caller. Well, we might just go to Scott quicker than his lineup there. Anyway, this fax came in. A request to... I don't know if I can say this or not.
No profanities. Michael has said no profanities.
That quoted word, can I say that about the peepees? Okay. A request to ex-Mayor Crone, Ben Milley, and all the other peace pussies I heard so frequently bashing my country and my president. I'm only 17. Years old, and sorry to say, you guys sound like a bunch of scared crybabies. I'm the one that's going, probably have to fight, not you. Don't you think that I'm scared? I'm sorry to be so blunt, but it really hurts to hear you bash my country. I think you would agree that America, even with all its faults, is still the greatest country, and you are damn lucky to be a part of it. A country that allows you to have the freedom to speak out and voice your opinions publicly. A beautiful democracy. However, there is nothing free about freedom. We have to pay a high price for this luxury, morally and economically. We have made many deals with many...
Are you reading?
...devils throughout history in order for you to enjoy all of your luxuries and economic benefits you take for granted. Some of you may think that freedom is a basic human right, but if you are not willing to fight for it, you will not be free. Appeasement is not the answer. Sticking your heads in the sand will not work. No matter what you think about this war, and no matter how much you feel the need to bash our country and president, it's time to stop. Now that the war has started, it's time to stand behind your country, united as one. Please. Or get the hell out. The alternative of losing this war is not an option. After graduation this year, I will be enlisting in the Army, the infantry, not because I am some gung-ho warrior dude and wants to kill people. I don't. I'm scared to death. But it's the right thing to do, and I should put my money where my mouth is. Thanks for listening. I hope I wasn't too harsh, but it's how I feel. A concerned high school student. His name is Brad. And Brad, thank you very much for the facts.
For both of us. What are you going to do? You got the controls, boss. You do whatever you want to do today. I'm just watching.
You know, if Scott's name was Scotisha or something like that, I might have picked him first. But there is a lady on the line, and ladies are always first. Marcy in Santa Cruz. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Is it me?
Yes,
it is you.
Is it you?
It is me.
My God, I just turned it on by accident today.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't it
wonderful? I'm sitting here just absolutely in awe. We love having him here.
You bet, and I like you too.
Well, thank you very much.
Can I have a footstool? It's getting deep in here, Rosemary.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to sponsor one of your hours and for a good cause.
No
I respect
kidding.
The polling. Yeah.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and thank you. That'll be March 26th. You're welcome to come down and root
and
for the team. And don't forget to give Rosemary a call on that, because she's...
I may just send it in.
You may just send it in.
Yeah, and who do I make the check out to?
I guess the Stroke Center.
Okay.
The Stroke Center of Santa Cruz, Santa Cruz Stroke Center, just Stroke Center.
KSCO?
No.
Well, that would be keep the Stroke Center open.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I've really missed you, and
haven't we all, Marcy?
Oh man, I wanted to say that you know, I was listening to NBC this morning, and I heard Peter Arnett, and. Boy, was that frightening.
That's not to be confused with Scudbuster, that's Spudbuster.
Man, I'll tell you, I just hope it's over fast for everybody's sake.
Oh, that's terrible. What did he have to say? Was he outraged?
It was the bombs in the back. He was close.
Right. You were listening to those bombs going off. Yes, ma'am. Isn't it a blessing that that's not part of our reality?
Well, idiots have been a topic today, so he's right where he ought to be.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, regardless of how you feel, the fact that somebody's there reporting it along with the people that are forced to be there to give even people that support the action a real bit of reality, I just hope it's over.
But you notice with Fox News, they have farmed out this task to Sky News Service out of Great Britain.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that bothers me is, why is Peter Arnett there? Peter Arnett is there because he's buddies with Saddam Hussein. You know, he got more latitude than any other newsman during the last Gulf War. And I think that, you know, I think he was handpicked myself.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I have no basis for that. It's just, it's...
Well, it's kind of the same reason that Christiana Amanpour was kept out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, but it was still frightening to listen.
One of the things that got me yesterday about CNN, they were talking on CNN about how some general had called in and talked about how much benefit these newscasts were for their monitoring what was going on.
Mm.
And I thought, my goodness, Saddam doesn't listen to CNN, because it sounds to me like he absolutely is allowing a subversive element within, I mean, that has full knowledge.
Mm.
And I was just stunned by that realization. But it is an opportunity, I think, for the average citizen to start to begin to understand the nature of war, what it really is all about. And it's an amazing time that we live in, that we can be there and not all at the same time.
It is. And thanks again, Steve. I'll let somebody get on to welcome you back, and I'm so pleased.
It's too bad you jumped in so quick, because I had it all worked out. I was going to get to say, I'll give you the last word, Marcy.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye
now. Scott in Aptos. Good afternoon. 11 minutes before 1 o'clock, you're on the air.
All right. Yeah, I had a question, Richard and Steve. I've heard over and over again that we're doing this, you know, partly bring peace and freedom to the Iraqi people. And I was just wondering how we're going to live, how we're going to do this when, I mean, there's a man in the community of Aptos here who isn't even allowed to walk down the street of his own town because he's convicted of looking drunk and homeless and scaring a tourist.
Well, he can come to Santa Cruz and go downtown there.
Actually, he's been threatened with arrest in downtown Santa Cruz for the same thing.
Yeah, it's a
I know nothing.
Well, it is in fact true that we are over there trying to establish for other people we don't produce ourselves. That's one of the things that I complained about before the first bomb. Those are not the things that I'm talking about these days, because we have a different way. We have a different involvement now. Our corrective measures need to be handled at a little bit lower level, as not to deter from the energy and the support of the American people for their troops and this effort. We have to get behind this publicly, not because it's mandated, but for no other reason than it's the right thing to do. But I hear you coming from, Scott.
I absolutely support our troops now. No, I know you will on them, but
I'm not saying you're not, Scott. What you're saying?
I believe we have to start confronting some of the fascism in this country.
That's
before
correct.
We start thinking we can bring it to any other place in the world. I think the peace has to start here.
Well, unfortunately, we can't do it before because we're already committed, but I think we need to keep an eye on it, and I agree with you in that regard. We cannot put it in front of going to war with Iraq because it's already too late to do that, but I hear what you're saying, and I thank you for the call. We're gonna let Steve have. I want you to talk about the education of these people that criticize our president. Would you please?
You want me?
Yeah, you, Steve Hartman. Steve Hartman.
Well, it seems like a lot of the talk show hosts have gotten this story already. So, he's potted down. It's no matter. It don't
okay.
matter. See,
we're
it don't matter.
A little bored talk, guys.
But certainly it. It brings dissent to a new level when you think of the power of the Hollywood left in this country and compare their educational rankings to those people who are in control of the United States government. George Bush, Dick Cheney, Colin Powell.
Did Bush go to Yale?
Well, what it says for President Bush is that he received a bachelor's degree from Yale, an MBA from Harvard Business School, served as an F-102 pilot in the Texas Air National Guard, began his career in the oil and gas business in Midland, Texas in 1975, worked in the energy industry until 86, elected governor in 94 with 53% of the vote, but won again in re-election with 68.6% of the vote, got 49% of the Hispanic vote, 27% of the African-American vote, 27% of the Democrats, and 65% of the women. And out of 254 counties in Texas, he won 240 of them.
With quotes, I'm going to ask you if you know anything about our unelected vice president. I use quotes on unelected because it's nonsense.
Cheney earned a BA in 1965 and a master's in 1966, both in political science. 2 years later, he won the American Political Science Association Congressional Fellowship. One of Vice President Cheney's primary duties is to share with individuals, members of Congress, and foreign leaders President Bush's vision to strengthen the economy, secure the homeland, win the war on terrorism. In his official role as President of the Senate, Vice President Cheney regularly goes to Capitol Hill to meet with senators, members of the House of Representatives, to work on the administrator's legislative goals.
Well, is it fair to say, now, Steve, is it fair to say that all the people that are running our government right now are fairly well educated?
Well,
the ones that support this war?
The ones that'll blow you away. Let's go to Condoleezza Rice. There's an African-American woman who came right out of Stanford University.
Stanford up the road from us, Stanford?
She is his national security advisor. In other words, if she says something, he relies on what she says.
Right.
Condoleezza Rice earned a bachelor's degree in political science, cum laude, and Phi Beta Kappa from the University of Denver in 1974, master's from the University of Notre Dame in 1975, PhD from the Graduate School of International Studies at the University of Denver in 1981, enrolled at the University of Denver at the age of 15, graduated at 19 with a bachelor's degree in political science, cum laude, earned a master's degree at the University of Notre Dame and a doctorate from the University of Denver's Graduate School of International Studies.
What about
She's
you?
A fellow with the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, has been awarded honorary doctorates from Morehouse College in 91, University of Alabama in 94, University of Notre Dame in 95. At Stanford, she's a member of the Center for International Security on Arms Control, a senior fellow of the Institute of International Studies and Fellowship of the Hoover Institution. Books include Germany Unified, Europe Transformed, the Gorbachev Era, the Soviet Union and the Czechoslovak Army, written numerous articles on Soviet and Eastern European foreign and defense policy, and has addressed audiences in settings ranging from the United States Ambassador's residence in Moscow to the Commonwealth Club to the 1992 and 2000 Republican National Convention. And there's another page and a half.
Steve, I'm stuck. I'm supposed to keep an eye on the clock because after all, they got me listening to the host.
I'm watching.
I just want to know one thing, and that is what's Julia Roberts' background?
Julia Roberts, completed high school, career, acting,
Barbara Streisand, completed high school, career, singing and active. Cher, dropped out of school in the ninth grade, career, singing and active. Martin Sheen, flunked exam to enter the University of Dayton, career, acting. Jessica Lange, dropped out of college mid-freshman year, career, acting. Alec Baldwin, dropped out of George Washington University after a scandal, career, acting. Julia Roberts, high school. Sean Penn, completed high school.
Really?
Susan Sarandon, degree in drama from Catholic University in America in Washington, D.C., career, acting. Edward Asner, high school. George Clooney, dropped out of the University of Kentucky. Michael Moore, dropped out his first year at University of Michigan. Sarah Jessica Parker, completed high school. Jennifer Aniston, completed high school. Mike Farrell, completed high school. All of these people, what are you going to do, sing?
No, I'm not going to sing. I'll come in to talk.
You've come in to talk?
Because you were talking.
You'd better hurry.
And the boss was on the phone for so long on hold that he's gone, and he's asked me to pass the message.
What do you want to pass the message?
The message is, he's doing a survey. MZ is doing a survey of the KSCO listeners. He wants to hear from both pro and con. His email is mz@ksco.com. So all of you listening, if you would please let MZ know how you feel about the war, support it or against it.
Thank you very much, Rosemary. I'll tell you how I feel about the war. You'll know right now.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I want to thank the Watsonville Weasel Watch for sending us fax. We got the message. We'll pass this on to Richard Quigley. Maybe he'll put it forth next week.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from the sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you very much, Steve. This is Richard Quigley, KSTO, Santa Cruz. Thank you for listening.